Hello and greetings from Cold Albion, Six here, engaging in a little experiment. It's gone 4:20 on a Tuesday morning. So shortly the blue hour of dawn should begin to creep across the skyline, and I'm looking out the window, and it's not here yet. But I'm sure it will be soon. Now, maybe you're wondering why I'm here and I'm making an audio post. And I can answer that question fairly easily because it's entirely down to Gordon over at Rune Soup making comments about how he accesses my blog via his phone. And the fact that many, many people access their information via the net in bite-sized chunks. These days, that kind of bite-sized chunk attention span means that sometimes some ideas which are highly complex are difficult to get across without adding thousands upon thousands of words to any given discussion. Now, many of you may have noticed that I tend to write and write and write, and to be brutally honest, sometimes when I get in the groove, I can sit there at the keyboard and look up, and I'll suddenly be 2,000-3,000 words down, and a few hours will have passed. So, what I'm doing here is very much an experiment, an attempt to give you short bursts of thoughts, which in the grand tradition are vocal, spoken expositions of thoughts, so that you don't actually have to deal with thousands of words of text, which is, I feel, beneficial, especially when we consider that most of the information exchange of humanity throughout its history has been based off oral culture. And since Cold Albion is very much about storytelling as well as magic and sorcery, I feel that audio is somewhat of a necessary component of this. Now, several years ago, myself and Jack Faust of the EldritchInfluence.net and Dionysian Atavism did a podcast together that was reasonably well received, and people have occasionally hammered at us to do extra ones, you know, two guys just rambling drunkenly talking about magic and sorcery and various other things while we had a skinful of alcohol in us, in that grand tradition. Now, unfortunately for me right now, I don't have a skinful of alcohol on me, or even in me. But I feel that this might be the first couple of steps forward. I'm aware that some people might not find these posts entirely the best way of doing things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tag these as audio posts, and you can take them or leave them as you so wish. But also, I would like to suggest to you that they're interesting jumping-off points. That if I have an idea which I find interesting, I may insert an audio post into a blog and then write around it. Many people suggest that, you know, keeping a dream journal or a magical journal is efficient, and some people use those use their blogs for those. Some people take voice recordings. So being both fundamentally lazy and always up for trying new things, let's just say that these are attempts to do things on multiple levels. And this way you will also get to hear my voice, and also the way that I work when I'm writing. Who knows, if people request it, I may actually read some of the blog posts for you.
although I'm not entirely sure what you'd want that done for. But I have been told by various people that my voice can be quite soothing. So, who knows? I'm very much at the mercy of you lot, my readers, and you lot, my listeners. So, that's pretty much it for the inaugural audio post on Cold Albion, I guess, as an introduction and an explanation of what this is. So, I guess all that remains to be said is to sign off, and in the grandest tradition of things, I'll say, be seeing you.